Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall bunts towards first. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Goodman goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. White reaches second base with a double. Kell moves to third. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and steps on first for the out. Gurnett throws to Bowling, who throws back to Gurnett, who tags Michaels for the double play. Philly scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bowling moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive towards third. Suter catches it and throws to first to double up Parnell. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. Pearsall is hit by the pitch. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Murray reaches second base with a double. Zerniel scores. Suter moves to third. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-0 in the game. Parnell strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes bowling. The throw from Murray and he is out, Juiced applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Zernial hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Bird moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bird scores. There goes Juiced trying to get to third. Umflett throws the ball into Cal, who tags Juiced for the out. It's 4-2, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Gurnett moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Kell moves to second. It's Red Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-2 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. White moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Umflett moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. John Mackinson now pitching. Clyde Vollmer pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer takes first base on ball four. Umflett scores. Bowling moves to third. Vollmer moves to second. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Brown now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for John Mackinson. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Ken Holcomb now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joost for the out. Suter moves to third. Vallo moves to second. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Umflett. Philly reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. Vallo scores. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Philly moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holcomb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Harrington now pitching. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Umflett hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Holcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holcomb bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Michaels covering, for the out. Bowling moves to second. 2 outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Kell reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. Evers goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Umflett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Umflett reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Bill Harrington. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marion Fricano now pitching. Ken Holcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holcomb is 0-for-0 in the game. Holcomb hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into center field. Philly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Philly. Goodman moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 11-6, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evers moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. 2 outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.